Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, bye week's important, regardless of when they come throughout the course of your schedule. The guys and the staff and everyone come back Monday ready and raring to go for this week?
Yeah, but we've been a little sluggish this week a little bit. I wish we were a little sharper, and you know, sometimes it's hard to pinpoint why, but sometimes a bye weekend does that.
You guys are a little banged up too. Is a bye week for you guys in particular now better mentally or physically?
Well, I don't know. I mean, probably both. It's just hard to kind of differentiate the both sometimes because, I mean, we're banged up, but nobody's back. So all it is, it helped us a week, but nobody came back this week. So, but again, I just think probably, you know, in this particular bye, probably more mentally.
Going back to the North Dakota series, I thought, you know, you certainly didn't play bad, and yet you lose twice. People see the score that Saturday night and go 5-0. I thought the best you guys looked all weekend was, you know, the start of that third period. But you bring an extra forechecker, they get the puck past you. You got problems, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, again, all we did is, I mean, it was 3-1, and we went and we had to push, and when we pushed, we got, you know, it backfired a little bit, and they scored, and they got a few mop-up goals.
Interesting week for the program and for the program's history. You guys have had World Junior players in the past, but not while they were here. Two guys named Casper Magnuson and Eric Polkamp this week, named the preliminary rosters for Team USA and Team Norway. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for those guys. It's a great tournament. It's the best amateur tournament in the world. And, you know, it's a hockey craze tournament. And, you know, from the scouts to the fan bases, I mean, you know, it's big in every country. Actually, it's probably big in, you know, it's not as big in the United States probably as it is in Europe and Canada, but it's getting bigger and bigger, though, in the United States. And as our hockey market has grown, I think the World Juniors is becoming something that people do put on their, you know, they put on their calendar and they watch it after the holidays.
In your opinion, has the Olympics lost a bit of its luster just because NHLers are playing and this is strictly amateur again?
Yeah, I don't know, Schultz. I don't know too much about that. I never really put too much thought into that. But I think there's no question when it's under 20, it's kind of pure. You know, there's young players, young great players. You see the emotion, you see the intensity, you know what's riding on each game. So I think it probably, I mean, it's big. And you might be right there with the NHL. Sometimes, again, it's just an extension of the season in the Olympics. But, I mean, that's fun as well, too, because the hockey's phenomenal in the Olympics. But this is just a special tournament. And probably, again, like I said, it's amateur.
Has Europe closed the gap a little bit between the U.S. and Canada?
Well, for sure. I mean, I think Sweden's like 65-1 in the preliminary games over the course of the last 12 or 13 years or something like that. You take a look at the number of gold medals the Swedes and the Finns have won. They've won more than probably the Americans. So, no, I mean, obviously the Russians aren't playing in it this year because of what's going on over there. But, no, I mean, those European countries, and when you factor in, I just think it's unbelievable. When you factor in the size of Sweden, 9.8 million people. Finland's probably 6.5 million people, not much bigger. Really, might be about the same size as the state of Minnesota. It's amazing how good they are and how deep they are and how successful they are in hockey.
Casper Magnuson's family is going to be here this week. His dad, one of the most prolific international players in Norway's history. Over the recruiting process this year, leading, you know, while he's here this week, have you gotten to talk to him at all and gotten to know him a little bit and of his history?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I met Trond, obviously, when we were recruiting Casper, and he actually came to it was Parents Weekend, and we weren't even playing. It was the football game. So he came that particular weekend, and, you know, and I met the whole family. And, yeah, we'll chat this week.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to the Lakers, Tom. Seems weird to me that, you know, about a month ago we were playing Lake State, and here next week we're going to play Bowling Green for the first time. You're playing Lake State for the fourth. How much does recent history and all that play into this weekend?
A little bit, but, you know, we're watching the videos from over the course of the last 2 weeks for them, and they're a different team right now. We're a different team. And, you know, yeah, and again, we know the nuances. They know the nuances of us and we do of them, but you still have to watch. There's always some new tweaks, and you just got to make sure you're on top of that.
They lost some guys that that left early in the last handful of years. I mean, I don't know their roster nearly as well as you guys do, but to me, this might be their deepest roster that I've seen. They can come at you from a lot of different ways, can't they?
I like their team, and they got a strong defensive core. They're not fun to play against. They relieve pressure. No, they just they play their way, and they take a lot of pride in it, and they're not fun to play against.
With the injury to Jackson Jutting, you're scrambling a little bit to find enough centers to play. You got two wingers that are playing center now this weekend, and guys that have played, you know, center in the past. But how difficult is piecing together a forward lineup for you right now?
Well, it's hard. I mean, we got a lot of things that we're dealing with right now, and but that's just the nature of the beast sometimes, Schulte.
How do you need the rest of the other four guys to help? Because you guys have struggled a little bit in the faceoff dot all year. How can those other four guys help?
He's got to get it done. I mean, the majority of the work goes on the centerman, but those guys on the flank, they got to get it done too. They have to be playing on their toes, and they got to get the pucks.
There's a great history and a great rivalry with Lake Superior State all back to, you know, the 1960s when RH's first game that he ever coached here at BSU was against Lake Superior State. How much do you remember those conversations with RH about what those games and what those playoff games and what those championship games were like?
Oh, no, he talked a lot about that, and that's because of, you know, the history. Again, we both emerged at the same time, Schulte, and that's probably the best way of putting it. And he actually tells a story of how much aid they had. I mean, they had a lot of scholarship money, and we didn't, and that even made it better, winning the big games right there, he said, because they had a lot more money than we did.
Sault Ste. Marie, I've never been to the Canadian side, but both the U.S. and the Canadian side, it's hockey, and more hockey, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, they love their hockey right there. And if you go on the Canadian side, too, there's a lot of great players. The Espositos, Lou Nanny, you know, a lot of North Dakota players. A guy by the name of Eddie Tomlinson. You know, he was RH's age, played with RH in North Dakota. He was also from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. But there's a lot of, you know, Wayne Gretzky played in the OHL for the Sioux Greyhounds. So, no, wonderful history and great hockey on both sides of the border.
How can you guys get that early lead this weekend?